The Clarks off their new EP called, I believe, Echoes from the Pit. And speaking of the pits, that's been this show. Thank you so much for tuning in, but it's just about time for me to make like a police car in Paris and get the flick out of here.
Jay Thurber!
No, we wanted to do our little thing here that we do. Every week we have our little thing that we close the show out with. Boy, this computer is really getting on my nerves this week. Here, go ahead and say this thing first, right? There. This computer is about to get drop-kicked across the room. All right, well. Until next time, remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. This is the Giggle Puss Broadcasting System. It's 3 o'clock. Nev.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
That's Lex de Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Stormy. And that was done by the Classics 4 originally. And then the Fantastic Strings with Let Me Love You Tonight. And you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I'm Eric O'Brien. Good to be with you for another week. Whether you're listening on Tube City Online Radio or WRCT, it's good to have you with us. But now it is time to talk about the holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, that you need to celebrate because they're there and people have gone through countless numbers of things to get these days created. So celebrate them, for heaven's sake. Starting with January 16th, which is National Religious Freedom Day. Yes, celebrating the 1786 Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom. So go look it up. National Nothing Day, even better. Nothing is required, and that is the point. And Appreciated Dragon Day, a whimsical nod to dragons in stories, myths, and imagination. There you go. January 17th is Benjamin Franklin Day, honoring the Founding Father's birthday and his many inventions and ideas. Let's see, what else? National Bootleggers Day, remembering the start of the Prohibition in 1920 and the creativity that ensued from that point on. It's also Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day because you already have, so you might as well admit it by now. So there you go. January 18th is Winnie the Pooh Day, celebrating A.A. Milne's beloved bear and gentle storytelling. It's National Peking Duck Day, saluting the famous crispy duck dish enjoyed worldwide. Enjoyed by whom? Thesaurus Day is also on January 18th, honoring Peter Roget and his lovely synonymous word choices. Yes, and there you go. January 19th is Martin Luther King Jr. Day this year, honoring the civil rights leader's legacy. And it's also National Popcorn Day. A crunchy, buttery combination, perfect for snacking at any time. Just ask my dogs. And it's also Brew a Potion Day, encouraging creativity in the kitchen, or at least imaginative fun. There you go. January 20th is National Cheese Lovers Day, a good day to get constipated, a day to appreciate cheese and all its gooey, sharp, and melty glory. Yes. Camcorder Day. Celebrating home movies and capturing everyday moments. Do they still call them camcorders? I think they call them phones now. Everybody has one. You can't go anywhere without being spotted. Penguin Awareness Day, raising awareness for penguins and their fragile habitats, rather. I knew there was something missing there. January 20th is National Hugging Day, encouraging sharing hugs with consent, of course, and spreading warmth. Yeah, okay. Squirrel Appreciation Day is also that day, so don't hug a squirrel, but that would be stupid. But it's honoring the busy little creatures darting through our neighborhoods. Yes, my wife does not celebrate that. International Sweatpants Day, it's widely observed in the U.S. I think widely is an operable term there, operative term, rather. Comfort officially approved with that one. yes. And January 22nd is National Blonde Brownie Day, celebrating the vanilla cousin of the chocolate brownie. It's National Answer Your Cat's Question Day, although I do that every day. A humorous salute to curious and chatty cats. And Celebration of Life Day, encouraging you to reflect on life, gratitude, and joy. So those are the holidays that you need to celebrate this week that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you might as well because that's what they're there for. Now, computer, would you stop misbehaving here and just listen to me? Here's Art Garfunkel with Kenny Rankin on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
I wonder why is the sky so quiet tonight? There's not a cloud in sight. Just burning stars, it seems strange to me. The way the waves obey, the moon that shines above, it draws them to eternity. I wonder why it is that you are here with me. I wonder why.
Relaxing and easy.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy with Peter Knight and his orchestra and Let's Fall in Love. Paul Marriott before that with Mammy Blue. Floyd Kramer in there with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Burt Bacharach with Saturday Sunshine. And Art Garfunkel with Kenny Rankin and I Wonder Why. And we have coming up here Ronnie Aldridge. And I've got a name. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
We'll be right back.
Alex de Azevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with the Beatles tune called Help. It was also a title of a movie, come to think of it. Sven Lebeck before that. I wonder who's holding Donna now. Don't know why her in particular, but anyhow, Cy Zentner in there with Lazy River and Ronnie Aldridge and I Got a Name. And I have a computer that just doesn't want to agree with me again, so hang on. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline Charlotte, North Carolina. A spontaneous gamble paid off for a woman after she bought a lottery ticket on a whim that later proved to be wildly lucky. The woman said she nearly skipped buying the ticket after second-guessing her decision, only to find out her ticket matched winning numbers worth $2 million. She celebrated with friends before quietly planning a low-key renovation of her home. Nearby lottery officials told fellow hopefuls that going with gut feelings might be more scientifically supported than previously believed. The jury is still out, of course. Her story has inspired local barbershop debates over whether fortune favors the indecisive. Though not everyone will win big, she urges others to trust weird impulses sometimes. Every time I do, I don't win. So there you go. The unexpected jackpot was one of the week's biggest smiles. Sure. Let's see. Firefighters in California teamed up with animal rescue crews to save a dog stranded on a rugged mountainside overlooking Hesperia, California, after it wandered off on a cold morning. The canine, later dubbed Cliff, had perched itself precariously on a narrow ledge that complicated rescue efforts for hours, using ropes and patience and maybe some emotional blackmail, otherwise dog treats. Responders coaxed the dog to safety without injury. Neighbors joked that Cliff was simply seeking an exclusive view for his Instagram debut. Yeah, a local vet offered a free checkup after Cliff's moment went viral among rescue watchers. Officials reminded pet owners that dramatic backdrops are best left to postcards. And humane officers in Loudoun County, Virginia, untangled an adventurous fox that got hopelessly stuck in netting meant to support a backyard bird feeder. The animal, seemingly unbothered by its predicament, was freed after a careful approach that involved more squeaky toy bribery than anticipated. Officials released the fox back into the wild, where it promptly dashed off with what rescuers suspect is a lifelong vendetta against bird feeders. Animal lovers applauded the rescue, while local gardeners are now shopping extra safe netting varieties. Yes, so there you go. And that's a look at some of the crazy stories going around this here country of ours. Here are the four preps on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
6 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awake for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance. Water all around it, everywhere. Tropical trees and the salty air. But for me, the thing that's awake. So distant, 26 miles away, resting in the water so serene. I'd work for anyone, even the Navy, who would hold me to my island dream. 26 miles so near yet far, as wind with just some water wings and my guitar. I could leave the wings, but I'll need the guitar. We're all Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance. A tropical heaven out in the ocean, covered with trees and girls. And if I have to swim, I'll do it forever, till I'm gazing on his island. Oh,
relaxing, and easy.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. If You Never Done It Like That, that was made popular by the Captain and Tennille, but was written and originally recorded by Neil Sedaka. So there you go, another combo there. Before that, we had London Studio Orchestra, Isn't She Lovely, James Last with The Boxer, Harold Winkler with Eye Level, and The Four Preps with 26 Miles Across the Sea, or Santa Catalina. Whichever you prefer there. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Norm Geller. And How Deep Is Your Love?
Thank you.
With apologies for the Parkinson's-induced tics in my voice and the hiccups in the computer, we're going to take this opportunity to reboot everything. And we'll be back with you for the second hour coming up after this. You'll hardly know we're gone. So stay tuned, won't you?